In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Solomon praying after the dedication of the temple, when the very presence of God filled the temple and was veiled in a cloud, commented that if the heavens and the earth cannot contain your presence, so much less so this building. Acknowledging the fact that, you know, a temple or a church doesn't restrict God, but rather it is a special place where God is particularly and in a very special way present. My friend, the late Father Benedict Rochelle, said in one of his talks that regarding the Eucharist, that something that is everywhere is psychologically nowhere. You know, we can't, you know, if something is present everywhere, in our minds it's like, yeah, big deal. It's everywhere, so we ignore it. So it's important that we have, for us, these special places that God is present to us. For example, like in church buildings. Or we could talk about the presence of our Lord in the sacred Eucharist. Is this the only way our Lord is present to us? No, he's present to us in sacred scripture. Our Lord is present whenever two or three are gathered in his name, as he says. Our Lord is present to us in those who are particularly in need. Remember when he said, as often as you took care of the sick or visited the imprisoned, you visited me. But in a way par excellence, in a way which is not just symbolic or spiritual, but in a true way, our Lord is present in the Eucharist, body and blood, soul and divinity. And this is very important for us in many ways, but it's important for us psychologically, because how many of you have ever doubted that God is active and present in your life? And we all have those times. And yet in the sacred Eucharist, we can't doubt it, because God is truly present to us and active in our lives. And also that's one of the reasons why our Lord is reserved in the tabernacle, so that we know for certain that God is present to us in a way beyond all others here in this church and in every Catholic church where the Blessed Sacrament is reserved. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.